And now we present StarQuest, A Search for Stolen Scriptures.
Spreading God's love in the greater Omega Galaxy. Paper has been outdated, and all written communication is now digital. Believers in the galaxy rely entirely upon their cyber Bibles and have forgotten the outdated practice of Bible memorization.
The galaxy, like a shooting star, we will take his love near and far.
Our mission is to share the good news to those in need who haven't heard the truth.
Omega Galaxy.
Yes, Captain. Course laid in. Ready for jump.
Warp speed ahead.
God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
Are functioning normally, Captain.
We appear to be approaching an uncharted world, planet B6241. Our initial scan shows it appears to be inhabited.
This could be a new opportunity to share God's love.
Agreed. Proceed with the standard communication greeting. On screen. Greetings to the inhabitants of planet B6241. We are StarQuest J316, on a mission to share the good news across the whole galaxy. Requesting permission to transport down to the surface.
That's strange. The transmission did not go through. Try again.
Greetings, inhabitants of planet B6241. We are StarQuest J316, requesting permission to transport down to the surface.
Captain, I'm not reading any electronic signals coming from the surface. This planet does not seem to have interstellar communication capability.
All right, let's take the ship in for a surface landing.
Data? by Chief Engineer Stella to prepare our Bible instruction modules and our portable replicator in case these citizens are in need of food and clothing.
Yes, Commander. Message sent.
Approaching planet B6241, reducing speed for atmospheric entry, initiating landing procedures.
Captain, Boogie and I encountered something strange in the Intergalactic Bible database.
Strange? What do you mean strange?
I just tried to access a verse to share on the planet. It wasn't there. Wasn't there? What do you mean it wasn't there? What is it, Boogie?
That can't be! The Intergalactic Bible Database is our only scripture source for generations!
There's no way it would just not be there.
Perhaps it is malfunctioning.
Did you try blowing on it?
I do not see how blowing on it will.
That was a joke, Data.
Ancient electronics sometimes used to start working if you hit them or blew into them.
Fascinating.
Well, looks like I'm still able to access our mission first, but just to be safe. Look into it, Data?
Wonderful. I'm sure Data will be able to reboot the system, and we will be able to read the scriptures again in no time.
Captain, our landing is complete. Get ready to disembark. Star Quest, J3, 16.
Let's go, crew. Tablets out.
Oof.
As you know, our mission verse is Mark 12, verse 29 through 31.
And what's our mission?
To explore strange new worlds, to seek out life and new civilizations, to boldly show the love of God where no one has before.
Love your neighbor as yourself.
ship without a care in the world.
You're pretty diabolical, sir. I'm so excited to start working with you. It's not often you get to be the apprentice of a real-life villain. Do you think that they suspect what you're doing? Quiet, Zippy.
They have no idea. All we have to do is finish erasing the Bible from their database, verse by verse, so nobody notices.
And they'll never even know anything's wrong until long after we've deleted the whole thing.
Soon the Intergalactic Bible Database will be no more! No, no, no. You can't giggle if you're going to be diabolical. Villains don't giggle. They laugh like this. And twirl their mustache.
And permission to throw my hair?
Granted. Goodness gracious. No, no, no. Let me write it down for you. You start with the moo-hoo. Wah-ha. Get real low. Get a little bit louder. Oh, we'll work on it.
Greetings, visitors. I'm Cameron. Welcome to Harmonia.
Thank you. I'm Captain Jamie T. Kirk, and we are the crew of StarQuest J-316.
A starship? Wow.
Does it fly?
He says, of course the starship flies.
Wow. What is that?
He's a boogie walk. His species communicates solely through percussion.
We rescued him a few years ago during a meteor shower on planet Rhythmia.
And you understand him? How?
I took a class at StarQuest Academy.
Wow, that's amazing.
We don't get a lot of visitors here, so why have you come to Harmonia?
Our mission is to share the good news across the whole galaxy.
That's cool, we're Christians too.
It's great to know they're not the only ones.
Captain, I have just attempted to access the Bible, and it appears to be more than just a glitch. Apparently, there are many verses missing from the Intergalactic Bible Database.
Alert the crew. I'm sorry to cut our visit short, but we must return to the ship to address this situation further.
Maybe we can help.
You are so kind, but I'm afraid this problem is galaxy-wide. Verses from the Intergalactic Bible Database have been erased completely everywhere.
I'm afraid it is more serious than we realize, Captain. Apparently, the entire Intergalactic Bible Database has been erased. It no longer exists.
No!
I don't understand.
Here in Harmonia, we memorize the Bible verses.
Yeah, we hold the verses in our heart.
You do?
Yes, we all do.
So you see, God's words to us will always exist.
Do you know any verses in Romans?
I do.
Then let's go to the ship.
We shall be grateful.
Lord, we wanna be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, living sacrifices. Lord, we wanna be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, ayo.
A sacrifice to God, the best they could offer, but God wanted more. So he let us choose to surrender our life to gain what he can never lose.
Lord, we wanna be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, living sacrifices. Lord, we wanna be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Let us explain it in this song. It won't take very long. You'll have to memorize before we're through Romans 12, 1 through 2.
Therefore, I urge you, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies
as living sacrifices,
holy,
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 holy, pleasing to God. This is your act of worship, your act of
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Then you will be able to test and approve what is the will of God. We haven't memorized it, now we're through Romans 12, 1 through 2. Lord, we want to be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, living sacrifices. Lord, we want to be living sacrifices. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Ayo, ayo, ayo. Ayo, ayo, ayo.
Wow! A real spaceship!
Captain on the bridge!
Tench, hut!
At ease.
What does this button do?
Counting down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Just let me push this.
Self-destruct terminated.
Phew.
Thankfully, no harm done. Please do try not to push any more random buttons.
We are honored to have you aboard StarQuest J316.
You talk funny.
I am a droid bot. I was assembled in the year 2069. My incredibly sophisticated data processor can process up to 2,000 gigabytes per second.
He can store a lot of data, so we call him Data for short.
Wow! A real robot!
Droid bot, and I'm mwahahahahahahahahahahah!
Dad, did you just?
I suppose I did. I apologize, Lieutenant.
Captain, I managed to reprogram Romans 12, 1 through 2, back into Intergalactic Bible Database. So now we have two more verses.
Woo! Only 31,100 verses to go.
Well, I'm just impressed that you have committed this Bible verse to memory.
I memorize that I can worship God in everything that I do.
And the part about being transformed by the renewing of my mind is that God changes my heart and my mind and helps me be a better person every day.
What a unique idea, memorizing the Bible.
Ancient Earth civilizations used the practice of Bible memorization.
It faded away with the advent of the technological age in the year 2030. Faded away in 20, 30, 4, 6, 8, 9, 3, 2, 1, 8.
Thank you, Data. Are your circuits functioning normally?
I think so, Lieutenant Sprock.
Let's have Chief Engineer Stella take a look at your data processors.
Right away, Captain.
Captain, I just found out that the entire Intergalactic Bible Database has been completely erased. I wish I had the cover of Psalms right now.
I know lots of Psalms.
Great. Boogie, will you enter one for us?
Yes.
I love Psalm 103. It reminds us to praise the Lord my soul and remember all his benefits. Praise the Lord my soul.
Praise the Lord my soul.
All my hymnals be.
Praise his holy name.
And forget not all his benefits.
And forget not all his benefits.
And forget not all his benefits.
And forget not all his benefits. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him.
Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires for good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle.
Praise the Lord my soul, praise the Lord my soul, all my animals sing, praise his holy name.
And forget not all his benefits, and forget not
slow to anger abiding in laws. He who not is accused normally harbors anger forever. He's not treated as says our sins deserve or pay his coin or iniquities. For as high as heaven is our brother, so great his love for those who strip.
As far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west, as far as east is from the west.
So far removed our sin from.
Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my innermost being. Praise his holy name. We praise him. We praise him. We praise him!
We praise him! The Intergalactic Bible Database is empty! My plan worked!
And that rad robot is hacking their system without even knowing it!
Excellent. I'm sick of that Star Quest J316 traveling around the galaxy sharing their cyber Bibles. They came to my home planet Amnesia last year, and everybody loved them. Everybody wanted to know about this God who created the universe. I told them, don't worry about who created it. Worry about who's running it. But they wouldn't listen. That's when I vowed I'd remove the word of God from their memories.
But, Delaney, what if they find the compromised circuits in the robots? Data processors.
They won't. And now that's erased, I'm the only one with the codes to restore it. This is just so much fun. The circuits we implanted in the robot's data processors will make it do whatever we want. Watch this. Your sweet little bird.
Oh, Data, what's happening?
Your sheep.
Bah.
Data, what is bah. Going on?
Bah.
You're an ancient Earth rock star.
What? Data's circuits seem to be overloading. Data, wait!
Romans 8, who shall separate us from the love of God? 8 Romans, who shall separate us from the love of God?
Do you have any other verses memorized?
How about John 14:6? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Got it, another verse entered.
I have one, John 15:5. I am the vine. You are the branches. If man remains in me, and I in him, apart from me, you can do nothing.
I love both those verses.
Captain, we have a situation. We have a situation with Data.
Uh-oh.
You got that right, Boogie. Something's gone terribly wrong.
Why don't we contact Starbase 23 for an engineering consult? We'll see if we can.
The robot is so cool!
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? Who shall separate us? Shall trouble
no!
Hardship
no!
Persecution or famine?
No! Separate us from the love of God.
think I'll ever forget that nothing can separate us from God's love.
Rockin'. As much as I appreciate your enthusiasm, Data, let's get you to the repair bay.
It's too late. I have disabled the shield. Delete her shell.
Delete
her? What's that?
What?
Intruder alert. Security to the bridge.
Never mind that. I disabled the communication system. Your droid bot gave me access to everything on the ship once I hacked into the processor. I'm sorry. I'm being rude. Let me introduce myself. I'm Deletor of the glorious planet Amnesia.
Amnesia?
Amnesia. Now I need to start over. I'm Deletor of the glorious planet Amnesia. Sound familiar?
Doesn't ring a bell.
I have no memory of Amnesia. Did we visit there recently?
You most certainly did. I'm surprised you don't remember.
No one who visits planet Amnesia remembers anything.
But after you left, all the people were talking about Jesus and God's word. Now they want to follow God and not me. That's when I vowed I'd remove the word of God from the galaxy. Zappy, please, the giggling.
So you're the one who deleted the Bible database.
Yes, I am. And now without the words of God, you'll feel hopelessly abandoned. You'll submit to me. Oh, I just love to see her shattered expressions.
They don't look shattered.
Wait, why aren't you shattered? Why are you not devastated? Why do you not feel abandoned by God?
Because your plan isn't going to work.
The people of the planet Harmonia are not affected by our sinister plan. They've practiced the ancient art of Bible memorization long before you erased our database.
I'm not concerned. They can't know all the Bible verses. Can they?
We may not know all of them, but all the people across the planet might.
We've been studying God's word for generations.
So other members of our community may know the verses we may not know too.
Along with all the Christians across the galaxy.
He's right, and there's power in the word of God.
But the database, that was the power.
No, power is in God's name. You can erase that database, you can erase God's word or its power.
God's power is love, and we can show God's love. Even when you're trying to hurt us.
Love? I don't need love. I have power!
Everybody needs love. And God's love is more powerful than anything else. God's love is unconditional.
It doesn't depend on what you do or who you are.
What? They're saying this God loves even me?
Yes, God loves even you.
God wants us to show love, even when people do hurtful things to us.
God's love helps us to live in peace with one another.
Oh no, you're gonna sing? Blah.
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy, holy, and dearly loved, clothe yourselves in passion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
Put on love which binds them all together in unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Since as members of one body you were called to new peace.
Love is patient. Love is kind.
It does not envy. It does not boast.
It is not proud. It is not rude.
It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered.
Keeps no record of wrongs.
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Always hopes and always trusts.
Always hopes, always perseveres.
Nice song.
Will someone get some space raid for Deletor and Zappy? They've been traveling a long way to be here and must be thirsty.
I'm on it.
Space raid? Oh, well, thank you. I'm quite thirsty.
Data, the circuits have been restored. Captain, I was able to successfully reboot his system.
Captain, was I powered down?
Do you have any more guitar solos for us?
Whatever do you mean?
Put an alert on all frequencies. We need the family of God to work together to remember his word.
Gladly, Commander.
Captain, I regret that I was the one who helped Deletor carry out his insidious hodgepodge of a plan.
Data, it's not your fault. We trust that God is always working for our good.
Like it says in Romans 8:28, we know that God is always working for the good of those who love him, even droid bots.
Hold God's word in our hearts.
I thought it would always be there for us to read.
It's the revitalization of the oral tradition.
What?
In ancient times, people relied on remembering things and passing them on to the next generation.
An intricate system backup plan, Lieutenant Spratt.
Our system was actually the backup plan.
Captain, I think you're going to want to hear this.
Check your database. I think you'll feel quite restored.
Captain, it's back. The entire intergalactic Bible database has been restored. Deletor undeleted it.
Well, I've learned that God's word will never pass away. But it's restored on one condition.
Yes.
That you teach me what it means, because I don't see how God could love even me.
Gladly.
And as we learn to walk with him, realize how God's grace is always with us, even when we mess up. None of us are perfect.
Ashamed of what I've done, what I've become.
He stands our dirty. I did not lift them up to the Holy One.
Your sins shall no longer be your master because you are not under the law but under grace.
Yeah.
said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness."
You plead my cause, you right my wrongs, you break my chains, you overcome, you gave your life to give me mine, you say that I am free, how can it be?
God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
When I fall, you can make me new. From this death, I will rise with you.
Gift from God.
This crew has a new mission: to hold the Word of God in our hearts permanently.
Your word, yes, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Your word, yes, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is easy to take the time, and it isn't always easy to memorize. I know it will be worth it to hide in my heart your word.
Your word. Your word, yes, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs.
Dear Lord, please teach us to hide your word in our hearts, so that in our star quest to reach others, we may continue to grow in you, in Jesus' name.
Jesus saves, everyone will see.
Well, that was...